From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq, but it was unclear if the incident was linked to the Mosul operation. Russia says it has ordered that humanitarian pause in a Syrian city of Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. Syria and Russia halted airstrikes on Aleppo on Tuesday. As part of the truce, the Syrian army has opened up 8 corridors civilians can use to safely exit the city. 2 of those corridors have also been opened to rebel fighters who wish to lay down their weapons and flee, one leading to Turkey, the other a pathway to the rebel-held province of Idlib. In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing. Mr. Duterte told a business forum late Thursday that the separation would be in the military and economic areas. He told his audience that America has lost and that he has realigned himself with the Chinese ideological flow. He said he might also go to Russia to talk with President Vladimir Putin and tell him that there are 3 of us against the world: China, Philippines, and Russia. This is VOA News.